Hey, everybody, welcome to MacGyvecast, episode 104.
Yes, 104 of 139 Passages, which is season 5, episode 21, which aired 30 April 1990.
Is it 136 episodes plus 4 extra episodes or 139 episodes plus 4?
It's 139 extra? Episodes.
All right.
That does include the Black Door pilot to the Coltons.
Yeah, I was thinking about that for like about 20 minutes today, how funny it is that you say Black Door pilot and how I never give you any credit for how hilarious that is. And I was just like, Black Door pilot. Carolla would love that joke.
Yes. So the summary. Oh, and this is the season 5 finale.
Mm-hmm. Finally, this season is over, but the next two seasons are just as much social justice warrior MacGyver and probably 50% as much time traveler.
I'm not sure. So the summary is, while in a coma resulting from a great fall, MacGyver has a near-death experience where he is reunited with his grandfather Harry and his long-deceased parents.
Yeah, it's fairly accurate.
Yes. The one good thing about this is the next episode is Tough Boys.
Oh, my God.
So we'll officially get to enter that into the canon.
Yeah, and play the theme appropriately as opposed to just trying to cheer you up. Yeah, I guess next week is going to open with the theme song plus Tough Boys all the way through.
Yes. So we start on a dock. Grandpa Harry is fishing with a kid. Who's the kid? We don't know. Just a random fucking kid.
At first, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a terrible flashback. He's still old. How's he this old 40 years ago with young MacGyver? And then I'm like, oh, this is that one episode where he teaches him his patented fishing lure that's the gum on the thing.
Well, the kid hasn't caught a thing. Harry has a full bucket. So that's an awful long time either not asking for help or not giving help, you stupid shit.
And the kid has really bad acting where he's like looking at his bucket. Then he even does like a weird smile at the wrong time. Or he's like, oh, you fucked that up, kid.
Yeah, Gramps shows the kid a picture of MacGyver, and then...
Why does he have a glamour shot of MacGyver? It's like there's like shadowing, and like the photo's been touched up, and the corner's been wrinkled. Like it's like perfectly... Even the actual photograph itself has been weathered the perfect way.
Yes, he then keels over and dies.
Yeah. The kid goes, hey, he sure is old. I mean, you're not that old. And then Harry stands up, he goes, huh, oh, oh, and then his left arm goes out.
Yes, just like the actor will in 1 year.
That is fucked up. Did he die of a heart attack or a stroke?
Yes, he did. Heart attack.
That's exactly what's going to kill me in the next 2 years, probably. Hmm.
Yes. So then we cut to the Museum of Art and Natural History, which is actually the Royal BC Museum in Victoria on Vancouver Island. MacGyver can't get the flight he needs. He needs to get to Harry, who's in the hospital. So, okay, he didn't die. He's on the wait list for the next available flight.
And you notice how Pete rides an escalator like a blind guy.
And if only Pete knew people in the military that could get him a flight instantly, or, you know, charter a plane.
Or if there was like a whole hangar full of weird secret jets and drones they had in the basement.
Yes. And it's Harry's worst fear is dying alone.
Uh-huh. And then MacGyver is at the Phoenix Foundation or wherever they're supposedly at. Or is it the art museum, wherever the fuck this is? Mr. Hakim shows up.
Yes, they're busy returning the sunboat to Hakim of the Egyptian government.
He calls him Mr. Hakim.
He is wearing a big-ass medallion with what looks like a football goalpost on it.
Yeah, it's a Dracula pendant.
And then, hey, Canadian flag seen in the distance. While a similarly greasy-looking Arab parks his car in a parkade, gets a gas grenade and a mask out of his trunk.
Yeah, it's a really shitty car. It's boxy. It's very 80s.
Yes. And of course, there's a stairway that takes him directly from the parking lot to the heart of collections receiving, because that's how things work.
Yes.
Yes. So in a road crate, completely inadequately secured, is a little Egyptian boat. Anubis, the dog-headed god, is at the head of the boat, which doesn't seem to match their...
And MacGyver's not familiar with Anubis. I know about Anubis from playing War Gods on N64, a video game that was like Mortal Kombat where gods had to murder each other.
Or he could have just read a book.
Yeah. But I mean, even I, with no education, know about Anubis, and MacGyver, the fucking creator of Osama bin Laden, is going out there putting his finger in global politics, and he doesn't even know what Anubis is.
Yes, there are also two attendants to a sarcophagus and a rower. Matt gets really fucking close to touching it. Noticing that the goalpost symbol is the same. Apparently, it stands in for Ka, who will protect the spirit in this world and the next.
And as they're restraining him, you can be heard muttering, I just want to touch the little man in the boat.
Yes. Spooky music plays as MacGyver shits his pants based on the appearance of his face. He covers by saying he has to go check on Gramps, so he has to go to a phone.
Yeah.
Then the greasy Arab comes out of the stairs, dons his mask, and lets loose the smoke grenade. He runs in and then grabs the case and then runs out.
Uh-huh. And MacGyver
to his car in an elevated parkade.
MacGyver pursues him all up the staircase. He's right there in front of him, putting it in, still wearing the gas mask, with severely restricts your ability to throw a punch, to exert yourself, and a whole bunch of other things. Yet he's managing to really get one over on MacGyver, who's just trying to pull the gas mask off, not realizing that's actually hindering the guy.
Yes, Matt gets thrown off the parkade onto the roof of a car a couple stories down.
Yeah, what all the terrorists, bad guys, Murdoch couldn't do, the most trench coat, averagest, Arabist guy in the world does.
Yes, cut to MacGyver in an ambulance with Pete telling him to hold on and then biting his finger.
Yeah.
Yep. It turns out that all the Arabs are in it together.
Pete biting his finger is so great. I'm going to love screen capping that. I didn't even notice that the first time.
Diplomat is upset. That now the police will really care about solving the case. Max saw the other guy's face, so of course he must die.
Yep, so Mr. Hakim and the assassin both come to the hospital with Pete. Yeah, Tarek and Hakim and the doctor and Pete are all at MacGyver's bedside. And then
And I'll point out that Tarek is played by an Italian.
Of course.
The diplomat is being played by what I'm assuming is a Greek.
Okay, yeah, he looks very Greek, yeah. Or maybe somebody from Bombay.
No, he has a Greek name.
Okay, he's 100% Greek. And so MacGyver is now, Pete, that's the guy. But he can't talk to him because he's in a coma. So interior...
Well, first the doctor tells us that fluid has built up around his brain, which has been removed, but there might be damage to his brainstem.
Huh. Has he been living in Vancouver, BC? This smells like bong water.
Yes, it's not much of a coma if he doesn't have a respirator on.
Yeah, I know. He's not assisted breathing. He's breathing on his own. It's really a nap. It's a difficult nap.
And inside Mac's head, he wants to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Pete says that he is the closest thing he has to a family, except, you know, for Dalton, Murdoch, and all that poon he smashed.
Yeah, he's the closest thing Pete has to a family. And that's a really sad line where I was thinking about this. Like, wow, MacGyver has a Pete Thornton, and I don't have one.
Yes. Coma Mac is yelling, "That's the guy!" Then Harry appears to talk to him, talks for a spell, and then walks into the white light. Mac runs after him before realizing, one, that he's up and that no one else can see him.
Yep, and he sees his own body from above, and then he follows Pete out follows Harry out the door through the tunnel, and then of course, where does they go?
To a boat named Osiris through the white fog.
It's a loading dock for a ship. It's just some ferry in Canada.
Yeah. Well, actually, okay. So through the white fog, Max sees Harry go up a gangway. This is probably that car ferry that runs from Victoria to Anacortes, Washington.
Yep, been on it.
You might remember the Millennium Bomber that was caught on this very ferry that was going to blow up the Space Needle.
Oh,
yes. This is probably an older version that's been replaced. You can definitely tell it's a ferry later when they're on the car deck later.
Oh yeah.
So Mac has to get on board, but he doesn't want to wait. The diplomat is Anubis. He's playing now the chief purser.
Mm-hmm.
He says that here is the other side of life, the netherworld.
It's part of my job to know everything about you, MacGyver.
Yes. Cut to Mac in real life having his blood pressure taken. Diplomat gives a syringe to Greasy Wop to kill MacGyver.
Yep. And Pete's on the phone, just not even paying attention.
Yes. Mac isn't being let on the boat, but his parents are already there just to pick up Harry. But Mac isn't on the manifest. But when they try again, and this is about the time he's poisoned by Greaseball, he gets on the list and he's allowed on the boat.
Yeah, so Greaseball puts the syringe of, what is that supposed to be? Sodium,
potassium solution.
Okay, so it's just trying to stop his heart.
Yes. We hear Pete say that inside information must have been used. Pete has allowed the Phoenix Foundation to be searched. The diplomat says he'll check out with the ambassador to see if they can check out the embassy or consulate.
And now Max on the deck with Harry talking about life and shit.
Yes. Harry, who says he shouldn't be here, he should go. Fight it. The fall didn't do him in. He isn't dead. It's up to him.
It's a really long scene.
Yes. If he's on board when they cast off, he'll never get off.
They don't a terrible job of removing all the color in all the scenes until MacGyver's heart stops on the table and they go back to the boat, and then the color correction is awful. I think they're dealing with sunlight suddenly. If you look at it, it looks really grayed out.
Mac wants to be taken to his parents. He was never able to tell them how much he loved them. So back in the real world, Mac is being thrown around like a rag doll as extraordinary measures are taken to revive him.
They're cracking his sternum.
Now, here's another thing. They insert a very off shot of a hot brunette in a tight white dress, super 80s metal hair, and stiletto pumps walking down some stairs and past MacGyver.
Yeah, this is where
turns around and scopes out her ass, saying that this afterlife has its attractions. So what the fucking fuck was that?
I guess in Purgatory you get to get some poontang. What's really strange is this is the shot where the sunlight happens, where you can see that they had to cover up the sunlight, so they had to change the whatever they did chemically to change the
footage. They don't even show her face. It's just hair and ass.
Hair, white dress, ass. It's totally insulting. And then, of course, he goes on and sees his dead parents on the deck of a ship. And we're supposed to be like, oh, wow, you know, he's been touched by, like, emotions and stuff. And instead it's, no, he's just a creepy pervert, and I don't care about his dead parents who aren't
the same Harry actors. Goes down first so Matt can clean that load out of his pants.
Yeah, I know. And the actors playing his parents aren't the same actors, and they look terrible.
They look they just look really old too.
Yeah, like the dad's like, wait a minute, you didn't die at that age, and also, how are you supposed to be like an action how's your son supposed to be an action hero? You had the dad had like a facelift.
And back in the real world, they say that Mac's in V-fib, which means your heart is misfiring rather uncontrollably and rapid, not stopped. So stupid doctor. He doesn't know what caused it, but he says that he's dying. Actually, no heartbeat means he's dead.
Yeah. Played it fast and loose with the rules of science.
Yeah. We find out that the boat is in the diplomat safe, but he won't be able to get it out of the consulate because they're searching all the diplomatic pouches. He needs Pete to disappear so he can be made to be the suspect so they can sneak it out.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Mac finds out that the dead have been watching him. They must all be proud of all that strange he smashed.
What about that Murdoch guy, son? What a fucking weirdo, right? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Harry says he should go back. Friends that depend on him. He flips him a coin, says he has a right to know the consequences of his decisions. Tells him to put that coin in the monocular, in the telescope thing that you can put a coin in.
Yeah.
He sees Pete getting shot by the diplomat standing over the sunboat.
And he realizes he has unfinished business. It's so funny because they must have shot this episode like, okay, Vancouver, what could you count on? Gray day. Perfect.
Victoria.
We will wash out the background. It'll be gray in heaven. And then it's like the sunniest fucking day they ever got. Like, it's so sunny that the chemicals can't even get the blonde out of MacGyver's hair.
Yes. So Mac realizes he has to go back, but the last call has sounded for going ashore. In the real world, some very ineffectual CPR is being done as they find out his potassium levels are elevated.
Really half-assed CPR. If somebody was doing this on me, I'd feel like they didn't want me to live.
Yes. Mac isn't being allowed off the boat, and he and Harry get taken prisoner and locked in the engine room, which is really just a room off the car deck of a ferry. Engine rooms tend to be at the very bottom of a ship because they're heavy and have to go to the propellers.
Yeah, they're not the doorway you use to walk upstairs.
No. Mac and Harry have a heart-to-heart. Mac feels bad about all the time they didn't spend together. Harry gives him a speech and makes it all okay.
This, in a way, is a recreation of one of our actual favorite episodes, the one where they use the hockey tickets to escape the bomb. That's not as terrible as everything else. That's the only other time they really
where the woman karates herself out the window.
Yes, I know. That was, and MacGyver beats a guy with a door, of course. But that was the only one. And then Harry goes off to the game without him like a dick. But that was one of the only times they've ever done something like this before. So now they're having a MacGyverism in heaven.
Yes. Mac figures a way to pull the hatch off the door by using a hose in the engine shaft. Because pulling a sea hatch the wrong way through a door is well within the load capacity of a fire hose. But they didn't actually do that. They just use it to break the fire axe handle that's jamming the dog wheel.
And he knows all about putting his shaft in sea hatches.
Yes. Mac figures that a lifeboat winch, I think technically a davit, will be enough to get him off. Harry says his time is up. He's staying. So Mac has to say goodbye as the tinkly piano of All the Feels plays.
Pete crying actually made me cry.
Okay. So what happens if Mac falls off? Does he go to limbo? Get his heart eaten by a crocodile?
Well, if you've been watching the season of The Leftovers, don't touch the water. Or don't drink the water. If you drink the water, you're permanently dead. If you don't, you're not permanently dead.
Okay. As the winch is reversed on Mac partway down, things in real life don't seem to be going so well. He pushes off, and bit of bad editing here, because there's no way the jump would have been possible from the height he was at.
Exactly.
He manages to grab onto the end of the duck literally by his fingernails.
After dropping 19 feet onto his chest. Like that. Like, okay, you broke your sternum, you're dead.
Yes. You're dead. Dead in purgatory.
He died in heaven.
Yes. And then we cut to him grasping Pete's hand. Magically, he has stabilized and has a normal rhythm. Yep. He opens his eyes but can't talk because, of course, that's normal.
For people who have not been intubated.
Yes. He starts moving his fingers, and Pete realizes that he's trying to tell them something. So, of course, he grabs the nearby medical talcum, dumps it on a tray to allow Mac to draw the symbol of Ka.
The reason I can't talk is because they put medical talcum in my throat.
Yes. He then gives the thumbs up to Pete to confirm his question of, you mean Tarek? Or whatever, the diplomat? Pete pulls a gun on them. Aw, it's a revolver. And Pete really is a shitty cop, because he allows a nurse to walk between him and the three guys he's holding at gunpoint, two of which have guns.
I feel like they teach that pretty early on. Hey, don't let anybody get in your crossfire.
Yes.
Or your line of fire. That's how you're going to murder your enemy.
And then while holding them at gunpoint, he turns and looks at MacGyver for like 10 or 15 seconds to eye fuck him.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Yes. We then cut to Pete rolling Mac around in a wheelchair. And if you look, they're going down a little hill. And I think Richard Dean Anderson looks scared.
Oh my God, I'm so going to screenshot this.
Yes. He looks very concerned when he's being wheeled down the hill by Pete. Pete is sorry he didn't make his grandfather's funeral. Wait, so they didn't hold it for the only person who was going to go to it?
Yeah,
who planned this funeral?
For the last surviving relative. He does look scared, but if you think about it, he has a blind man pushing him down a hill.
Yes, an old man.
An old blind man.
Somewhat blind, pushing him down a very shallow hill, though.
He's freaked out.
Yes. Pete lets it out. MacGyver almost dying scared him. Mac says that death isn't so scary. In the end, it isn't the end of anything, just another step along the way. Something his grandpa taught him.
If you made this show, you might actually believe that. You might be that gullible a person.
So, end of the fucking show.
It ends with them sitting outside the hospital having a chit-chat.
And the lesson we learn, nothing can kill the MacGyver.
Yeah.
He's like the Grimace.
But if something could kill him, he'd be totally okay with it, because he's better than you and emotionally healthy.
And next week, we have Season 6 and Tough Boys coming at you. Tough Boys. Tough Boys.
It can't make up for how bad this was. I have nothing else to say. Just fuck you, Season 5, you piece of shit. Time-traveling fucking space lord. Ugh.
Yes, it's a world of fantasy and magic.